Well, I've been suffering from a little cold, but I...
Well, I'm sorry, John. You ought to take vitamins.
Well, I don't.
I take them every morning, and I haven't had a cold. I don't know if that's got anything to do with it, but my doctor makes me, the first thing I wake up, he gives me a little vitamin pill, and he says that keeps the colds away.
Well, that's a good idea. I'll follow it. Well, I think I'd like to do this. I have some questions.
Good.
This would be, would this group make a report?
No, I wouldn't think so, John. There's not, I think everybody would have his experiences and his judgment individually, but it wouldn't be a question of you trying to have an agreement with a mayor or a governor on a recommendation, because it would already happen. What we want to try to do is deter and discourage, and it's just like when we used to go to a country dance, the sheriff would walk by us every now and then, look at us pretty straight, and we didn't steal many peaches. And our better people, the General Westmoreland and Bunker and other folks, don't want too many, but they think it would be good for some top citizens of the United States, of both parties, of business, of labor, of newspaper, of radio, of legion, and of church, to be there, because if they are, these people will know that they'll come back and tell their neighbors in the United States that this is what's happening, and this is what happened, and as they saw it, and they'll all be on their good behavior. Just the fact that they've heard they're coming is causing them to key and two are going out now and going to make speeches with the other candidates, and they're being awfully careful before they arrange an appearance to see that they got the plans worked out where they don't have a...
What would they do, divide these groups up to go into different places? Or...
Yes, I think it would depend largely on the group. We send out a congressional committee. You usually have one man that wants to go to the DMZ. You have one that wants to go to the Delta. You have one that wants to spend some time in Saigon. And they kind of divide them before the four core areas, and each guy's kind of his boss. We will have three governors. We'll have the head of the governor's conference, and I believe Governor Rhodes of Ohio, and probably some governor from East, I've forgotten who it is, the governor's officials. We'll have the head of the mayors, and I remember a Republican mayor from Baltimore. We'll have the head of the mayor's conference, Republican mayor. We'll have Gulander of the Chamber of the National Manufacturers Association.
Yeah, I know him.
And we'll have, I just forgot him. We'll have an AFL-CIO man. I believe he's head of the building employees. Meany couldn't go, and he's asking him to go. We'll have the head of the rabbis in the United States. We'll have an Archbishop Lucy from the Southwest, Catholic, and then we'll have the head of the National Council of Churches International section. We'll have the head of Radio TV Association. I don't know what it is. We'll have this fellow Smith that we talked to you about last night. I believe I mentioned him. Stanford Smith. He's coming in today, and we're going to ask him. We're going to have Gene Patterson. And we ask the New York Times and you.
Well, now this this would place no limits on my writing when I return.
Not one bit. Not one bit.
Anyway.
Not a bit. Not a bit. The reason I ask you, if I just wanted somebody that's far everything I did, I wouldn't be calling you. I call you because I respect your patriotism and respect your judgment, even if mine is different. I think maybe I could be wrong, and so I've always felt that way about you. Now, you're the only one that I guess the Times, I don't know how Patterson stands, but you and The times are the only two that I know. I haven't asked a preacher. I didn't think it'd be proper, and I didn't raise it with you. You raised it with me. You raised the question of whether or not you thought I ought to know that you felt differently in Vietnam. And I did know that because I had seen the columns from some of your papers that had been written, and some very good ones and some very critical ones, and I knew it. So I was happy that we have. I want to have men who are independent. Now, well, I expect you to come back, and if you want to write a front page story just saying the thing is a damn mess, and that's your judgment in Vietnam, I would certainly expect you to do it.
Well, I wouldn't impose authority after a few days. But when you first went into office, you said that you welcomed honest criticism.
I sure do, and I think it keeps me from making a lot of mistakes, and gets me out of some I've made.
I've been in this so long that I'm not much of a compromiser on my beliefs.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you things that you probably will refer me to someone else, but I have an inactive passport. Is one required?
I don't know, but our people will take charge of that, and we'll clear you up, tell you about the shots, and we'll tell you about how to handle it. We'll take care of the reservations. We'll have some State Department foreign policy experts aboard to serve you, and we'll have some military people at Westmoreland to put, and
well, should I be in touch with somebody?
No, when I give the names of those that have accepted, then our people will get in touch with you all and tell you everything that you need that they need to do.
Matters like clothes.
Yes, that's right. They'll go into all that. They'll get a list of everything. We'll have escort officers. I believe they're going to put four of them with you just to serve you all.
Well, some of these things will have to be taken care of before departure.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They'll be in touch with you just as soon as I know.
About Sunday?
Yes, sir.
And would they leave from Washington?
I would think so, yes, sir.
Well, I'd be delighted to do it.
Thank you, John.
And I'd appreciate, as soon as I can get it, any counsel on
We'll do it. I would hope maybe that I'll talk to the congressman, see if any of them want to go senator, see what we do about that, and I'll try to announce it maybe today, and then they'll be right in touch with you before the day's over.
I have the editor of the Detroit Free Press, Mark Etheridge, Jr. He's over there.
That's good.
I'll see him, and I have a lot of friends over there.
That's good. Well, you'll have a bunch of them. They tell me that there are a good many of them going from all over the country, too.
What would be the duration of this, approximately?
I would say the week before the election through Election Day, about a week, 10 days.
About a week or 10 days. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, John, for going, and I think you'll perform a valuable public service, and I think that you'll enjoy the men you go with, and I know that they'll enjoy you, and I'll be glad to hear from you when you get back with any suggestions you have.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.